Into His Arms by Herochick 007. Jenny sighed, wondering why she'd even bothered to come to this thing. She knew everyone else here was with someone. Sure, maybe she could have asked someone, but who? She and Harry had broken up years ago. She and Draco, well, he was with someone, so that ruled him out. Sighing again, she meandered towards the table with the food. The tables were laden with anything a person could imagine. There were some types of sandwiches, pastries with sugar-glazed fruit, exotic fruit transported from who knew where. In the center was a large crystal punch bowl full of red liquid with star-shaped fruit slices floating on the top. The ministry always went all out for these Yule balls, something about celebrating now that there was nothing to fear in the world. Ginny thought it was just an excuse to show off how flush they were, now that they'd collected reparations from all the Death Eaters. Not that any of the ordinary wizarding folks saw any of the gold. She picked up a crystal cup, bringing it to her lips, sipping on the spiked punch. She'd seen Fred and George over here earlier, flask in hand. She'd half been tempted to do it herself. She watched the couples on the dance floor, wondering where she'd gone wrong, ending up alone like this. Normally that didn't bother her, but tonight she felt it. The loneliness everyone always seemed to be talking about. She frowned. What was this pathetic whining about things? She was Ginny Weasley, the youngest chaser to play for the Harpies. She didn't just stand around wishing things were different. She made them that way. She looked around the fringes of the dance floor, searching for her target. There, a wizard in purple robes was standing with his back towards her, looking at a tapestry hanging on the wall. She set down her drink, straightened the fabric on her shimmery green dress, and practically marched over there. "Dance with me," she said, reaching out and taking his hand, feeling slightly bolder than she actually was. She wasn't going to be the only single person at this party any longer. He turned, and Ginny felt her face redden. The wizard she'd grabbed, ordered to dance with her, was none other than the Minister of Magic himself.
"Miss Weasley, how lovely to see you."
"Yes, sir," she said, lowering her eyes, wishing the floor would swallow her up.
"You mentioned something about dancing," he asked,
not moving to pull himself from her grip.
"Only if you'd like. It seems we're the only two here without someone," she explained.
Kingsley looked around the ballroom and nodded.
"It does seem that way, doesn't it?" he laughed. "It's no surprise how people have paired off. The war's over. Everyone wants to celebrate, myself included. I've taken to throwing these balls in hopes of finding someone to talk to, someone who isn't intimidated by my position. You're not intimidated because I'm the minister, are you?"
"As long as you're not going to fawn all over me because of my Quidditch position, sir," she replied, giving him an easy smile, one she realized she meant.
"Promise. And please, call me Kingsley, Miss Weasley."
"In that case, it's Ginny."
"Ginny, then. Would you like to dance? Seems everyone else already is."
"I'd love to," she answered,
letting him take her hand and lead her out onto the dance floor, ignoring the fact that everyone seemed to be staring at them. She forgot about everyone around her, all the couples that had seemed so perfect, so happy before. None of them compared to how she felt right now, at this moment, in Kingsley's arms.